This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662. Or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In. I am your host, Layla Mudin. I'm an RD. I have a master's degree in nutrition and exercise. I'm the nutritionist here at the Hoffman Center. I've been working with Dr. Hoffman now since October of 2005. So I am just coming upon my 11th year here at the Hoffman Center. And it's been fantastic and a privilege to be here. Thank you for joining me. For those of you who have any questions or comments or have an idea for a topic that you might be interested in, related to health, wellness, nutrition, please email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I'm on a lot of different listservs. I get a lot of different emails. I get a lot of good news, health news information. Most of it is good. I was just reading a wonderful article on worldhealth.net that I get. And it talks about adrenal fatigue. And this article goes over really, really nicely, and I can expound on some of the points that they make here about the 9 symptoms of adrenal fatigue and 9 natural remedies. So adrenal fatigue, what is it? Where are the adrenal glands? Adrenal, they are on top of your renals, on top of your kidneys. They are 2 small glands. They're part of your endocrine system. They are responsible for secreting all kinds of hormones, especially catecholamines, epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol, DHEA, as well as other hormones. So when we're stressed, it's our adrenals that are hit. It's our adrenals that are either overstimulated or worn out. Now, adrenal fatigue happens after chronic stimulation of the adrenal glands. What do I mean? That's chronic stress that we're talking about. And it's not just emotional or job-related stress or life-related stress, staying up too late, all that kind of thing. It's also the physiological stress of depending on stimulants to be able to get through your day, like too much caffeine. If you're online at Starbucks a few times a day or downing cups of tea, you know, all high test. I'm not talking about decaf. Decaf is all right. Those small amounts of caffeine, most people are able to tolerate. I'm talking about larger amounts of caffeine. You know, when we stimulate ourselves this way, when we stimulate the adrenal glands this way, they are secreting a lot of catecholamines and adrenaline, known now as epinephrine, is one of them. These are the same hormones that are secreted when we're in fight or flight mode, when we're nervous, when we're fleeing from a mugger, a predator, anything like that, or even sprinting towards the subway, or we've been startled or otherwise frightened, you know, and doing this chronically on a day-to-day basis, these adrenals, after secreting all these hormones day after day, day in and day out, they can become fatigued. And when the adrenals are fatigued, wow, we can't get enough sleep. We just want to rest. We're very, very foggy and all of that. And adrenal fatigue is also common among high-end athletes. It is a disorder that is common among them, and they have to be careful in how they train, and you know, just getting through the just being able to watch the Olympics now and just be in awe of some of these amazing athletes and their training regimens and everything. It's adrenal fatigue is definitely a risk factor. So, and anyone with an overly stressful life, prolonged tiredness that lasts from morning until night, if you're wondering why you are chronically tired or chronically fatigued, and oh my, doctor, practitioner, do I have chronic fatigue syndrome? It could be that you're suffering from adrenal fatigue. Yes, and that can be a form of chronic fatigue syndrome. That would be the first place to look, is how are your adrenals working? And a good test for that, not so much a blood test for your adrenals, but a salivary cortisol test that you could readily do at home. This is a test that your practitioner can give you. Either your doctor or a nutritionist like myself can send you home with this spit test, where a few times a day you basically collect your spit and you see where your cortisol levels are and if they are within range. So one of the places to look is to see if you suffer from adrenal fatigue. So what are the 9 possible symptoms, and what are some remedies to help you recover if you are indeed suffering from adrenal fatigue? Now, I want to state here in the beginning, this World Health Net news article does tell us that in some rare cases, your fatigue may actually be from an adrenal gland tumor. Okay? So that's something to follow up with your doctor about. So what are the 9 common symptoms? There are symptoms associated with adrenal fatigue. Okay? In the first stage, sufferers often feel energetic, but in a very edgy sort of way. In the second stage, people wake up early and they're unable to fall asleep. People who wake up too early, much earlier than, you know, if you're waking up at 4 a.m., there could be 2 reasons. A, depression. B, it could be that you're going to bed too early. You know, if you're going to bed at 8:30 and you're wondering why you're waking up at 3:30 or 4, it could be that you're done with sleep. Remember that the magic number for sleep for most people is between 6 and 8 hours. So, in stage 3, exhaustion occurs at all hours of the day. And this is common, and it could put you at risk for autoimmune disease if this keeps up. Feeling tired, feeling listless, it's a common symptom associated with adrenal fatigue. The fatigue remains even when you've gotten enough sleep. The fatigue remains even when you're eating right and you ingest foods or drinks that would normally make you feel more alert. That caffeine, that espresso shot you're getting at Starbucks, isn't working that well anymore. And guess what? Exercise doesn't feel good anymore. We used to rely on exercise for energy, right? But if you're suffering from adrenal fatigue, you feel worse after exercise than before. This is a very, very, very important clue. What's another symptom of adrenal fatigue? Fogginess, brain fog. Many sufferers often remark how they continue to feel foggy and unable to concentrate when they suffer with adrenal fatigue. Stress. A large amount of stress is common with people who suffer from fatigue. They often have a difficult time dealing with stress that is both emotional and physical. Listen, when you have more put on you, more burden put on you, whether it be in the form of deadlines, upcoming holidays, things that you need to get done, when you already have adrenal fatigue, the stress feels much, much worse. Another common symptom of adrenal fatigue is salt craving. People who suffer from adrenal fatigue symptoms often exhibit craving for salty food. That's interesting, because sometimes a craving for salt is also associated with premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Right, ladies? You can crave not just sugar, but some people just crave salt. It could be that the accompanying adrenal stress is exacerbating that PMS. Very, very interesting. Anyway, so the adrenal cortex is responsible for reducing, for producing a very important hormone called aldosterone, which regulates the kidneys. This results in an inability to regulate levels of sodium, potassium, magnesium, and when we don't have regulation of these very important electrolytes, it can lead to cravings for salty food. Another symptom, allergies. Sufferers of adrenal fatigue may notice an increase in allergies because low levels of cortisol can lead to a suppression of your immune system. Number 6, infections. People with advanced cases may start to get an increase in infections as the body becomes unable to fight off illnesses and disease. And restoring cortisol to optimal levels is a core aspect of treatment. Symptom number 7 of adrenal fatigue, a low libido. People who suffer from this disorder may experience a lower than usual sex drive. With proper treatment, libido can often come back. Who's going to have any libido when you're under such chronic stress that you can't make space or room in your life to have fun with your partner, right? Symptom number 8, circulation issues. Many sufferers of adrenal fatigue have circulation issues. This can present or manifest as numbness in fingers or general symptoms of poor circulation. It can feel like that. Weight gain. When you have adrenal fatigue and low cortisol, as much as high cortisol will cause weight gain, you remember me talking about high cortisol is a fat storage hormone. Well, a very low cortisol can also cause weight gain. And gaining weight without any other lifestyle change is a common symptom of adrenal fatigue. And sufferers may report weight gain even with a significant calorie reduction or exercise regimen. Okay? That's because everything is off. Hormones are off. Adrenals are worn out. Your metabolism is not functioning the same way. When we have adrenal fatigue, this is also the common precursor to subclinical hypothyroidism. That's hypothyroidism that is below the clinical horizon, that is below your doctor. Your doctor is not ready to make that diagnosis yet because it's not an overt hypothyroidism. But I promise you, adrenal fatigue has everything to do with setting up how your thyroid will react, and it may result in hypothyroidism, as well as autoimmune disorders. And a common reason for hypothyroidism is Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and that is the autoimmune low thyroid. So what are the remedies? Okay. You may not need a trip to the doctor. Okay. Some mild cases of adrenal fatigue can be treated with some simple lifestyle changes. You want to hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Yes, it's simple, but we require water for everything that we do. And you need to drink enough water to ensure that your body has the energy to function. Dehydration saps our energy. We can't have enough energy if we're dehydrated. Number 2, vitamins. Most vitamins should be obtained from the diet, but taking B vitamins, vitamin C, and omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to reduce the symptoms of fatigue. Remember that our adrenals, especially in women, produce as much as 50% of testosterone in females. Testosterone is responsible for vitality, for health, for energy, for optimism, as well as libido. So when our adrenals are low or poor or fatigued, low functioning, we're not making nearly as much testosterone as we could be. By the way, another clue to chronically low adrenals or adrenal fatigue is not you're having trouble getting started in the morning. You need a pot of coffee to get going. That's also a symptom of hypothyroidism. Keep that in mind. The adrenal fatigue often is a precursor to that hypothyroidism. Another symptom or a giveaway of adrenal fatigue is that afternoon lull at 3 or 4 o'clock. Yeah, maybe it's time to bring back siesta, but that afternoon lull could be a symptom of adrenal fatigue. But after that lull, you get a second wind at 6 p.m., and you may get a third wind again around 11 p.m. This is mostly found in type A personalities. And another way to find this out is that person often feels better on the weekend when they get to sleep in an additional 2 hours or so. They feel a whole lot better. So, taking vitamins such as B3, B6, pantothenic acid, that's a B5, it's a precursor to acetyl-CoA. Acetyl-CoA is the beginning of the Krebs cycle. This is a constituent of our metabolism that is responsible for energy. Don't forget, chronic stress depletes our B vitamins. So when we have adrenal fatigue, we need to bring in more B vitamins. We also need vitamin C. We need ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a very, very important adaptogen for adrenal fatigue, as well as cortisol that may be too high, which is what happens prior to full adrenal fatigue. Magnesium. Magnesium is a very important mineral because it gets zapped in stress. And when we're poor in magnesium, our adrenals will suffer. What else can we do besides taking vitamins? And I'm going to talk to you in a little while about what foods to incorporate more of to get these important nutrients. You need sleep. That additional surge of cortisol I told you that tends to come after 11 p.m., it may come later if you wake up later in the day, but a rule is that you should get to sleep no later than 16 hours after you wake up. So if you're waking up at 6 a.m., you should get to sleep no later than 16 hours after you wake up. That means 10 p.m. And remember, natural medicine, European natural medicine states that our most restorative sleep occurs between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. So getting to bed at 10 p.m. is optimal. You don't want a second wind at 11 p.m. You want to be getting to bed. This is another reason we have adrenal fatigue. Caffeine and sugar. You must reduce or eliminate both caffeine and sugar from your diet. Both of these have been shown to increase cortisol levels, which can increase your levels of fatigue because what you're really doing is burning out your cortisol. You're burning out your fatigue. But you're saying to me, but I can't get started. Oh my God, my fatigue is so bad. You need to stop using caffeine throughout the day. Have a cup or two in the morning just in the beginning until you get everything under control. And these are the other ways to get it under control. You must have regular meals. If you cannot devote 10 to 15 minute breaks for any of your meals, then you are overscheduled. You are not managing your life well. You need regular meal times. Don't skip any meals. Even if you think you'll gain weight skipping meals is the wrong course of action. Once you get into a routine of eating at regular intervals, your body, your metabolism will adjust. So you will start shedding that weight you've been gaining because of the stress in your life. Because once you start eating at regular intervals, you are indeed treating your adrenal insufficiency. Very, very important, regular meal times. Regular eating helps to maintain stable blood sugar levels throughout the day. When you have stable blood sugar levels, your adrenals are left alone. It's when we have unstable blood sugar levels that your adrenals are called into action. Okay. So, improve nutrient absorption. You want to improve your nutrient absorption by incorporating good foods like bone broths, fermented things, maybe some kombucha. Maybe you're going to have some fermented foods like lactic acid fermented pickles, sauerkraut. These are all good for your microbiome, your GI tract. They're all good at helping you maintain proper nutrition, get the right nutrients in your body. You may need some salt. I'm talking about the good kind. Himalayan sea salt contains some trace minerals that are useful in the body. Consume natural forms of salt to ensure that your body is able to regulate the hormone aldosterone. Okay? We need regulation of aldosterone in the adrenals. If you're running for extended periods of time or trying to complete too much cardio, if you're overtraining, you are overstressing your adrenals. Even professional marathon runners take periods of rest to restore their bodies, so don't overtrain. DHEA, very important hormone secreted by the adrenals. Adrenal glands that are misbehaving can often benefit from the inclusion of DHEA. This compound, which is a wellness hormone, a vitality hormone, it's the substrate where all of your other hormones are derived. DHEA is the compound that helps you to reduce levels of cortisol in your body if they're raging too high. This is one of the best adrenal remedies available to get your endocrine system functioning properly again. It's possible to increase DHEA through the supplementation of magnesium. You see how all this is related? When we don't have enough magnesium, it can cause stress. Having too much stress can cause low magnesium. A low magnesium then is going to cause a low DHEA. You don't want to supplement with DHEA immediately. You want to make these other changes first. Supplement with magnesium. Eat more magnesium-containing foods. Otherwise, take some adrenal remedies. But the most important thing is to treat yourself well, eat well, get plenty of rest, look for stressors and allergens in your life, and attempt to simplify your life if it's overly complex. You'll enjoy greater overall health, experience greater enjoyment in your life as well, and it will also, a nice side effect, is a decrease in depression. Let's talk about some of these important B vitamins, B3, B6. You've got B3 in beets, poultry, organ meats, fish, seeds, and nuts. B6, you've got it again in poultry, seafood, like salmon and shrimp, beef liver, seeds, nuts, avocados, carrots, whole grains. B12, you've got it in all your animal products, your meat, your poultry, your eggs, your fish, even milk products, okay? Very, very important, magnesium, green vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans and peas if you're having legumes, whole unprocessed grains if you're having them. Very, very important. So take care of your adrenals. They take care of your life. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.